When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. This is Season 6, Episode 7, Side A. You may have noticed we have been away for a while. Well, that was me. I was going away. I went away to give my head a wobble, and I'm happy to be back. This A-side is an entertaining panel show type thing that we do. It's all about music. It's just laughs, banter and music and guests and hosts, and with me to talk all things music I have each week Wayne. Hello Wayne, it's good to have you back, you beautiful bastard. You
I've been anyway, it's not like I'm
no.
Weird, you know, it just wasn't.
It's all me, but it is what it is. And back with us to talk things music also we have Mike Five.
Hey, I was just thinking, actually, people literally haven't heard This Music Podcast for a few weeks now.
No, it has been a while. They might have listened to the B-side, which was last week, with me and Mike from Stream on Distro.
They might have done. They probably have, because it's brilliant. But I just mean, it's a great name. The best way to do the podcast is not to do it. And then you can say, you haven't heard This Music Podcast. It's like, well, yeah, because we didn't record it.
Great. And also this week joining us, another team member who's been away doing shit. We have Ema.
Yeah, baby. Good to be back.
Changed the name and everything.
Indeed, it's been quite a year.
Yeah, and we're going to catch up. And for those, actually, who might have jumped in after you were with us, in between or whatever, just in like a few sentences, tell the listeners who Dreamer is.
Dreamer is it's now a band name, but originally it was a music project that I was working on. It started off as EMR. And then it turned to Dreamer, because my name's Emer, so Emer Dreamer. And now it is a four-piece band, which is pretty neat. And we've been releasing music. We have over 33 original releases now. And yeah, just been working on the old music thing. So that's me, in a nutshell.
We'll find out more about you and what you're up to, what you've been up to, and all the good stuff a bit later on. So we're going to move swiftly on with the show. Before we do, please, wherever you are listening to this right now, please give us a like, a subscribe, and all those things, a rating if you can possibly. It doesn't just help us as a podcast, it helps the artists get heard also, which is what this is all about. And with that, no further ado, we're going to move straight on to our first section of the show, which is... Oh, actually, no, I've got to introduce someone.
Yeah.
Wait, I've got to introduce the AI.
Oh.
Yeah, we have an artificial intelligence that helps us out during the show. We have a general artificial intelligence, because she has a personality and everything. We have Katie. Hello, Katie. How are you?
Hi, guys. So good to be back here on this amazing podcast with you amazing people. I have really missed you guys. I'm really looking forward to getting back into the swing of things. You may notice while we have been away, Richie has given me a personality transplant. I'm so grateful to him for this. But if I do manage to shake this off, I will kill him.
Katie, everybody!
Damn, Katie, hello!
Wow.
Nice to meet you, Katie.
It's nice to know in an ever-changing world, some things never change.
Yeah. Even though we've tried to change her, it's still there underneath. So, yes, that's Katie and all the team. And we're going to move swiftly on to our first section, which is the icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Okay, so those who may be new to the show, the icebreaker is just we have guests. It's a nice way of breaking them in and getting them used to us and getting, you know, just loosening people up a bit. So, yeah, that's what this is. It's a bit of a game show type thing. I've got three games, and if Wayne wants to take down scores, he can, but I don't really give a shit about scores. It's just an icebreaker. The first game we're going to play is, it's going to be guess the artist through the Spotify description. So, Katie is going to read out a Spotify description of a famous artist, and the first person who shouts out their name and gets the artist correct wins a point. It's that simple. We've used some sounds to blur out, like, obvious, like, maybe if there's a song that's obvious, we've blurred out the song, or then if the artist's name is mentioned within the description, we've blurred it out with a sound. So, yeah. So if you get it, shout out your name and you win a point if you get it right. So, any questions?
No.
No.
Okie dokie. So we're going to go on to our first artist. Katie, if you can give us our first artist description, please.
With their nervy and literate indie rock sound. Arrive with a blast in 2005, assisted by rave reviews and online word of mouth. Were one of the first bands to benefit from social media, they quickly became a sensation in the United Kingdom, where they were seen as the heir to the throne left vacant by Oasis and the Libertines.
Mike.
Buoyed by the single.
Is it the,
go on.
Is it the Strokes?
Wayne.
Go on, Wayne.
Is it the Arctic Monkeys?
It is the Arctic Monkeys, Wayne. Well done. Very good, very good. Wayne always wins these.
Yeah.
Always. So don't feel bad. It's just the way it is.
I can't believe the Arctic Monkeys have written in their own bio that they were the answer to Oasis. I can't believe anything further from the truth, but anyway.
I'm sure they've probably got somebody who's done it for them.
Yeah, but even so, the arrogance.
Right, so our next one is Katie.
Is one of the top-selling solo artists of all time with one diamond,
Mike.
40 platinum slash...
Is it Cliff Richard?
No.
Oh.
Multi-platinum and 23 gold albums, over 50 top 40 hits and more than 300 million records sold,
Mike.
Worldwide.
Prince?
No.
Ultimate Greatest Hits has spent over 175 consecutive weeks in the UK album charts to date.
Is it Michael Jackson?
No.
50 years of his songwriting partnership with Bernie Taupin.
Oh, Mike.
It was his 40.
Is it Elton John?
Yes.
Are you seriously going to let him have that? That's five guesses.
Well, someone's got to get it.
He didn't say you're only allowed one guess, did he?
So our next artist, Katie, please, if you'd be so very, very kind.
Colombian singer-songwriter
Mike.
Has sold over 80 million records.
That was Mike first.
Shakira.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, can I have another go?
Right, so that's that one out of the way. We're going to move on to our next game. And our next game is Guess... The theme tune. I think we've done this one before. So, yeah, I'm going to play a theme tune. First one to get it. It's quite simple. Some of them even have the name in the theme tune if you wait long enough to get to it. But our first one is this one. Go, Wayne first.
Blackadder.
Yes, it was Blackadder. Okay. Point to Wayne. Amy, you're doing so well.
it's amazing, really, truly.
Right, so our next song is this one.
Wayne.
Wayne. Go on.
Going for gold?
No.
Oh, Wayne.
Go on.
It's Blockbuster. How could I forget it's Blockbusters?
Blockbusters, yay! And this one, very simple.
Wayne.
Go on.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah, that was that round. That was guess the theme tune, and once again, Wayne absolutely smashed it. our next and final game. I'm hoping, Amy, you can get one in this. Hopefully,
I'd like at least one.
Our next game is cover songs in a medieval style.
Oh yeah. That's fun.
So this is our first song.
Wayne.
Go on.
It's Blue Ocker Dibby Dabba Dabba Die.
It's Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die. Yes, it is Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die.
Yeah.
Okay, another point to Wayne. Moving swiftly on to our next song, which is this one. Okay.
It's Umbrella.
Oh. It is Umbrella by Rihanna. Yes, that is correct, Wayne. And this is our final song, final part of the game. Last thing, last chance to get a point. So yeah, this is what is this?
I get so competitive.
No, it's Wayne.
It's blatantly bad.
No, it's not. Ema?
Oh, it's Thriller by Michael Jackson.
It is Thriller. I'm so glad you got that one at the end.
Yay!
There, Ema.
Got a point. Woo!
Ace. So, yeah, I think after all that, if you put the points together, I think Ema won that one, didn't she?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so. It seems a little biased in my favour, but I'll take it.
Excellent. And I think the ice is sufficiently broken, do believe.
We're all drowning now in that lake.
Yeah. Lovely. Right, and after all those shenanigans, we're going to quickly move on to our next section, which is the head-to-head. Okay, so the head-to-head. This is a section of the show where Wayne, Michael Five, and myself, we bring a song that's been submitted to us or is part of Mike's label, Lights and Lines, and we pit them against each other and we decide which is our favourite song of the week at the end. We all take a vote, including Ema, and yeah, that's pretty much what happens. So kicking things off is going to be Mike Five. What are you bringing, Mike Five?
Do you want me to tell you all about it, or is Katie telling us all about it?
Katie can tell you all about the artist after we've played it. Who are you bringing?
I'm bringing Goza Goodspeed, who is a big fan of the podcast, and we're a big fan of him. And I'm bringing a song called Vagus Nerve, and this is the acoustic version.
Johnny's been caught out one too many times. Now he's gone and fried his brain. Johnny's in a tailspin, headed for the dirt. Never gonna be the same. And they say you gotta relax, you gotta learn the potential of your Vegas nerve. You gotta relax, you gotta Vegas nerve, you gotta relax, you gotta learn the potential of your Vegas nerve, you gotta relax, you gotta learn the potential of your Vegas nerve. Before the crumbs, I don't meet you. Before the ground crumbs, I don't meet you. The ground crumbs, I don't meet you. You've been staring in the mirror, looking for some sand. But all you ever see is light. You've been flailing in the nighttime, burn out an intense. Too many ties that bind. They say you gotta relax, you gotta learn the potential of your Vegas nerve. You gotta relax, you gotta learn the potential of your Vegas nerve. Comes out to meet you. Before the ground comes out to meet you. The ground comes out to meet you. So breathe easy. Calm your mind and keep your head. They say trust in the gurus. They got your back.
So that was Goes at Good Speed with Vegas Nerve Acoustic. Casey, have you got anything to say?
UK-based singer/songwriter Goes at Good Speed songwriting is very unique. He tells tales of fortune, hope, sadness, and loss in a way that feels entirely his own, and yet wholly relatable to everyone, weaving elements of blues, rock, folk, and psychedelia together across an impressive back catalogue of EPs and albums. Gozer is no stranger to making music characterized by the way it makes you feel, rather than the category you put it into. Hailing from Plymouth in the UK, Gozer is definitely an artist to keep a lookout for. Learn more about Gozer at www.gozergoodspeed.co.uk, or you can find him in the show notes.
So thank you, Katie. That was Goes at Good Speed with Vegas Nerve Acoustic. I chose this song because Goes at Good Speed's Escape Hatch Fever album is one of my favourite albums ever, to be honest with you, but certainly of this year. Later this year, in June 2023, I had to work out what year it was then mentally, but in June 2023, for people listening in the future, he is releasing an entirely new version of the album, all of which is acoustic, and rather than just...
So, hold on, let me just stop you right there. Yeah. Is it a bit like when Bon Jovi did This Left Feels Right?
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
Exactly like that, yeah. You'll love that. but it's brilliant. And the point is, it's not just let's take out all the guitars and put acoustic versions in. It's I think he described it as a love letter from me to acoustic music, or not from me, from him, to acoustic music or something like that. But it's kind of, yeah, the songs get reinvented. It sounds brilliant. What I really like about the album is my favourite track, Changed, which I think tells you something about how different it is. So this is the single Vegas Snare is coming out, and it's basically a double A side. So you've got the original version and the acoustic version, and then there's a remix of another song for the album that someone else has done as a B side. So I thought I'd bring it to the show this week because it's coming out soon. I can't remember the date.
Ace, my misheard lyric from that song was at the top of Machu Picchu.
Okay. I think he said the ground comes up to meet you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is what he said, but I misheard it.
I can hear that, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so next we're going to move on to our next artist, who has been brought by Wayne.
So yeah, I'm bringing a band called King Cujo and their song Making No Sound.
Here I am with my head stuck in the ground. The bugs in my ears just crawling around. And as I'm down here, I'm making no sound.
So that was King Cujo with their song Making No Sound. Take it away, Katie.
King Cujo is a three-piece band based in North London. They were formerly known as Cujo and reunited after a 16-year hiatus. The band decided to reform after a lockdown video made for social media brought them together again. This is literally all I can find. They are all over the internet, but there is very little that I can find about who they are. More about upcoming releases, gig dates and other links can be found on kinkajoe.com.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I could find as well, Katie, to be honest. I mean, it's sleazy from the start. I really, really like that it's very misdirective as a song, the way it's written. You think it's going to ascend to a bridge or it's going to ascend to a chorus and it doesn't. It sort of takes a little break and then carries on to a second verse or the second part of the first verse. And it does that a couple of times and it sort of just waves around and just does that. You know, it keeps you interested. It's got a lot about like 90s rock and like 90s indie about it. And I love that sort of stuff. 16-year hiatus is a long time to come back to a band, but... there's been a lot longer, I'm assuming. I liked it a lot. That's all I've really got to say about it. You know my MO for this season. If I like it, I'll bring it. That's it.
Excellent. Great check. Right, so it's on me. I'm next. So I'm going to bring... Well, the song I'm bringing was meant for the B-side, so I've got a sound drop from the artist for mine. So Kate's not having to bring anything. But it wasn't meant for a B-side, but I liked it so much, I thought, fuck it, I'll bring it for the A-side. So the artist I'm bringing, the artists... I'm bringing are the Darren Holland Project.
Hi, this is Cheryl from the Darren Holland Project. We are a husband and wife duo based outside Kansas City metro area. I sing, play flute, percussion, and some full drums and keyboards, whereas Darren is a singer, songwriter, composer, and plays guitars, bass, keyboards, and programs. We are considered a rock alternative band with some dance pop thrown into the mix. You are listening to our newest release, Lemon Drop, here on this week's episode of You Haven't Heard This Music podcast. Life is like a lemon drop. Sometimes you want to suck on it and savor the flavor. Other times you just want to bite right in and be done. You can find us on all major digital platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube Music, plus many more. Just search up the Darren Holland Project for all of our songs. Hope you enjoy Lemon Drop.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was the Darren Holland project with Lemon Drop. This was a bit of a throwback for me. This is very nostalgic for me. It kind of put me in mind of... I mean, I say nostalgic for me. It took me back before I was even born. Like bands... Who sang Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep? Anyone? That kind of thing. But it's not stuck in that...
Middle of the Road.
Was that the name of the band?
That is the name of the band, apparently.
Yeah. Middle of the Road. That kind of thing. But it wasn't stuck in that era. So I was also getting a bit like B-52s from it as well. I really liked it. So yeah, that was me. And we're going to move on to the voting now, which was our favourite overall song of the week. And I'm going to start with our guest. Well, not guest, she's part of the team. Ema, what did you think?
Okay, yeah, like the musicianship was like really strong and powerful in that last song. In the first song, he had really great songwriting, but there was something in Wayne's artist that just kind of made me like feel something. I think it was very like universal themed. And even though like some of the timing was a bit out in parts and it sounded very nostalgic, I guess, I'm going to go with Wayne's artist.
Well, that's a fucking turn up for the books, isn't it? Thanks, Eamon.
I really felt something when that song was being sung, and I'm going to go off that alone, you know?
Nice. That's a point to Wayne. Because you've got your first point, Wayne, you can go next. What's your favourite of the week?
Right, so let's talk through like we always do. Goes a good speed, isn't it? You know, he's been played on this show a lot. We all know what he's capable of. He's got that, you know, that deep blues all the way through. Like you said, Richard, you know, he's Sponger, he unplugged.
As soon as Mike said it, don't pretend for a second you didn't also think this left feels right.
I was trying to work a Bon Jovi angle and you just got it perfectly. So yeah, it's a cool tune, you know, and as the, you know, it's always got that sort of deserty feel when it comes to the Gozer. I like that a lot. The Darren Holland project, it's got some great hooks right the way through. I don't say this lightly. It feels very ever so slightly Bowie-esque in these Berlin era, like the early 80s.
Yes.
Got that sort of feel to it. It's got some bits that put me in mind of those recordings. And they would steal a festival all day long, these fellas and ladies. Sorry, this band, I should say. They go out and they just steal it. So Richard gets 1 point this week.
Thank you. Right, Michael 5.
Interesting. I really enjoyed both of the songs that you guys brought for different reasons. I don't actually know which one I prefer. I don't really have anything new to say. I think you've covered the songs pretty well. I like the sort of bounciness of the last one, of your one, Richie. I thought it kind of had a bit of a head bopping thing going. And Wayne's, yours kind of reminded me of Blackwell Motorcycle Club, who I absolutely love. And I think for that reason alone, I'm just going to edge it with Wayne for this one.
I'm never going to fucking win an episode, am I? Jesus, no. It's never going to fuck off.
I love Goes a Good Speed to bits, so much so that he's been on the podcast probably just as much as, well, not quite as much as Ema, but I think I'm going to make him an honorary member of the team, and I'm going to put his picture on the website as a member of the team. I'm officially making Goes a Good Speed a member of the team, so I'm going to stick his, yeah. But, unfortunately, if you'd have brought the non-acoustic version, I would probably have chose Goes a Good Speed. However, Wayne's had that edge that Goes's didn't, that I was just looking for tonight. So, Wayne, yeah, you're going to get the point tonight. You're going to win.
Oh, fuck me.
Well done, Wayne.
Thank you very much.
But three very strong songs, I thought. Very, very good.
Yeah. And welcome to the team, Gozer.
Yeah, nice. You like that.
Yeah. I don't think you'll give a shit, but yeah, there it is.
He is a genuine fan of the podcast, so he'll probably be quite pleased with that.
He should be. It's fucking amazing. Right. Okay. So that was the head-to-head. Wayne is this week's winner. And we're going to move on to our next section, which is the wild card.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June.
Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so this is the section of the show where I go into the emails and I will find a piece of music. Well, we will randomly select a piece of music that, you know, Ema's going to choose. I'll flick through them. And at some point, Ema will say stop. And the artist we land on is the artist we're going to play. It could be literally freaking anything. It could be anything. It could be good. It could be dog shit. We don't know. We don't know. So I'm going to go into my emails, Ema, and what you're going to do is at some point you're going to say stop. So I'm flicking through the emails now. I'm flicking. Stop. Okay. Right. We have from Pufferfish Press. We have exciting new single by Sizzler, Glang Bad. So the artist is Sizzler. The song is Glang Bad. And it's out on March the 24th. So this is out now. Right, so, yeah. Katie, if you'd be so very, very kind, would you be able to tell us a bit about Sizzler?
Fucking hell, boys, this is a long one. Hold on to your bollocks. Bon Miguel Collins on April 17th, 1976, in the Scots Hall community in St. Mary in Jamaica. Sizzler Kalonji knew from an early age that he would become someone great. Raised in the community of August Town in St. Catherine to devout Rastafarian parents, it was instilled in him that education is a very important asset. During his early schooling years, Sizzler developed a love for music and excelled at writing. Thanks to his father, he also found a love for mechanical engineering in high school and would pursue studies in the field. While he was focusing on his studies, music soon became a part of his curriculum. Under the guidance of Homer Harris, Sizzler would pursue a music career under the moniker Sizzler, which was given to him by Harris as he would express a passion for burning the fire musically, and he enjoyed Hot Sit. He would develop his skill set through Homer Harris, and in the process, landed his first gig with the Caveman Hi-Fi Sound System. Sizzler recorded his first single for the Zagalo label in 1995, and it sparked a conversation about him between Harris and musician Dean Fraser. Sizzler would later be introduced to producer Philip Fattis Burrell, who gave him his official break in music. Shortly after Sizzler's break, fellow artist and longtime friend Louis Culture took Sizzler to meet with producer Bobby Digital Dixon and recording artist Luciano. These series of events eventually led to extensive touring with Luciano, later earning Sizzler critical acclaim. When Sizzler connected with Philip Fattis Burrell, it marked the beginning of Sizzler's rise. Armed with sharp lyrics, an ear for great sounds, and his dedication to Rastafarian faith, Sizzler quickly became a hot commodity in Jamaica's music scene. and a name to know around the world.
I'm going to cut some of that down, I think, Katie. fucking hell.
Can you cut it to, like, two lines?
Right, so...
now that we know everything.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as he said it comes from a Rastafarian background, I don't mean to stereotype. I'm expecting some sort of electro-synth pop. No. I'm just expecting reggae or something, like some sort of dance reggae, some upbeat reggae, maybe in the stuff like similar to what Shaggy would have done. And I feel bad because it feels like I'm stereotyping, but yeah, that's what I think. Wayne, what do you think we're going to get from this?
Well, I heard every single word of that and I wasn't putting my son to bed, so I really genuinely think we're going to get like a 70s TV theme.
Brilliant. Mike?
What do I think? I think that if this track is anything like the bio, it will be really, really dull. What I hope is it's nothing like the bio and it's really, really good.
I just want to point out to the listeners, they won't understand that because I'll have cut it down, so they'll be thinking, well, it was only short and sweet.
Yeah, fuck, it wasn't.
Well, I went and put my son to bed, and I thought you'd only played the track by then, so...
All that was a lot of words that told you very little. I think it's going to be really boring, but hopefully he writes the music and not the bios, and it's really good.
Wow. Ema, any idea what you think this might be?
I'm expecting something kind of like tropical, like that you'd hear on a beat, but I don't know if that's just because of my idea of Rastafarian means.
Yeah, when I hear Rastafarian, I just think reggae, but that's everyone just thinks Bob Marley, and again, stereotyping.
It's not stereotyping, it's iconic in that.
Yeah, but it could absolutely blow our minds. It could be 80s synth.
It could be, but then why mention it? It's the only thing of note in the bio, isn't it? It's like if someone says they're a Christian rock band and then they don't play anything that's anything about Christianity, you think, why mention it?
Or rock.
So it probably, like, I don't know, we'll see, won't we?
Okay, yeah. Okay, then. So this is Sizzler and his song Galang Bad.
Hey, them know me mad already, me start Galang bad already, grab on the money, bag already, said them who are the youth, yeah, tell them no bother with they don't know me mad already, me start Galang bad already, grab on the money, bag already, them a try stop the youth, yeah, tell them no bother with them. Well, righteousness over corruption, another. Sister Kalonji run the whole place, there ain't no other. Every day me give thanks and praises to the father and the holy mother, the sister and the brother. I miss a one black family, knowledge gather. You gotta do the thing properly, yes, Bungonaya. You sit down for now and we not retire. Tell them we run the whole entire. Bada ready, me start Galang, bada ready, grab on the money, bag already, set them who are start the youth, yeah, tell them no bother with they don't know me, bada ready, me start Galang, bada ready, grab on the money, bag already, them a try stop the youth, yeah, tell them no bother with they. Poor people business, Kalonji, ya defend it. I mean, not their round, ya Sophia pretend it. Can't run the business, I don't know you no see from it. Can't blindfold, we must just a little picky. Try not to pump me name, and the only thing they get to me. Sizzle like Kalonji, them know what they epitome. Not tap on them, ya fire till them sick of me. Bada ready, me start Galang, bada ready, grab on the money, bag already, set them who are start the youth, yeah, tell them no bother with they don't know me, bada ready, me start Galang, bada ready, grab on the money, bag already, them a try stop the youth, yeah, tell them no bother with they. Most advanced and diligent, to the Holy Most I have a reverence. Do all the good things with your intelligence, cause the wing the negatives ain't make no sense. Burn up the fire, burn up the fire, eh. Turn up the volume, turn up the volume, yeah. Burn up the fire, burn up the fire, eh. Let the world hear what you got to say. They call me mother ready, me start Galang, mother ready, grab on the money, bag already, set them who are start the youth, yeah. Tell them no bother with they don't know me, mother ready, me start Galang, mother ready, grab on the money, bag already, them a try stop the youth, yeah. Tell them no bother with them.
Every day me give thanks and praises to the father and the holy mother, the sister and the brother. I miss a one black family, knowledge gather. You gotta do the thing properly, yes, Bongo Naya. You sit down for now and when I retire, tell them we run the whole entire. Brother ready, brother ready, me start galang. Brother ready, brother ready, grab a hand, the money bag ready. Bag ready, set them who are start the youth, yeah. Tell them no bother with it, don't know me. Brother ready, brother ready, me start galang. Brother ready, brother ready, grab a hand, the money bag ready. Bag ready, them a try stop the youth, yeah. Tell them no bother with it.
So that was Sizzler with Galang Bad and Wine. You got knocked out of the ballpark. 70s theme tune, right on.
It's just, are you being served with some dub bass in it? That's all it is. I fucking love that. That was great.
Brilliant, wasn't it, that? It was amazing.
Love that dub bass, absolutely all the way through. You know, put me in mind of like General Lively and like 90s reggae, you know, that sort
That's
of stuff.
Jungle.
Well, yeah, it's got a sort of jungle flavour to it.
Yeah, it's somewhere in between jungle and reggae, isn't it?
Listen, my head bopped throughout, and that's all you want with music, innit?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, in another song in another style, it could have come across as a bit repetitive. No, it wasn't. It was just right. I loved it a lot, and it was definitely different to like what you know as reggae, because you know, there's different production in there that you wouldn't usually hear. He's kind of done his own. I just like it. I like it a lot. Ema, what do you think?
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's like there's great power in it, and it's like there's so much energy throughout the whole thing. It was awesome. It's just kind of like it's like a human version of the bass face. You know, when you hear a good bass, it's like bass face. Yeah. It's like I had the bass face with that one.
Yeah, we don't get enough of this sent to us. I like this a lot. Mike's gonna big this up now, but I know deep down this is not his thing.
No, I fucking love it. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of original Nutter. You know, Shy Effect.
Oh, mate, yes.
Bad boys in a London.
It does.
You know? It's got that. To be honest, the only thing I wouldn't say I was disappointed, because I think it's a brilliant tune, but I almost wanted it to be that. I wanted it to be proper 90s jungle. And obviously, people don't do that anymore. That whole scene's kind of, you know, done, really, and it moved into drum and bass, and then that became mainstream, and now it's this kind of like electronic dub thing. I mean, and it's cool, and I like it, but I wish that he'd just put that behind it, and it would have been fucking amazing. That would have been the best song in the world at that moment.
It's not too late for us to remix it if he doesn't mind. Sizzler, do you mind if we remix your song for you and turn it into a jungle smash?
Give me the stems, I will fucking have that. Honestly, I'll do it. But yeah, it was honestly, it was brilliant, and it was just that as soon as it started, I was like, one day some of the kids from the neighbourhood carrying my mother's groceries all the way home. Brought me back there. It was great. Yeah, love it. Fucking brilliant.
Excellent. So yeah, if you the listeners like this also, we'll leave links to Sizzler in the show notes so you can go and check him out and check out any of his other stuff. I know I will. So yes, that was a good wild card. We've had some fucking awful ones over the past few episodes, I think, if I remember right.
Good wild card. He needs to hire someone else to write his bio.
Yeah, maybe he just needs to hire someone that's not Katie to read it.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Right, okay, so we're going to move on now to our next section of the show. And our next section of the show is the Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode. Go! Now, this is the section of the show where we are challenged each week to go out and find a submission or a piece of music from a lesser-known artist within the genre that had been selected for us. The genre that was selected last time was nu metal. I found an artist within the submissions, but a lot of the time, because the genres are so obscure, there are no artists out there sending us this stuff. So we go away and make our own piece of music within the genre. And it's become a thing to the point where we just go out and do it anyway, even if the genre is popular. However, this week, I don't think we have anything off anyone. No? Wayne? Mike?
I can play mine.
Well, if you've got something, we'll play Wayne's. We have an artist. Do you want to play yours first, or should we play the artist I brought?
I forgot how much I love new metal, you know. Coming back to this after so long away from it, I sort of dip my toe in and out, and with a lot of these genres, I do it with my tongue in my cheek, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to take the piss a little bit, and I couldn't do it with this, because just listening to it, I just loved so much of all this music, and with that in mind, I designed this rhyme, apparently.
this genre's a bit more close to your heart than most other genres, though, isn't it? Because I think with Aorta Break, your first, but was it your first band or your second band?
I've got an Aorta Break track loaded up as well.
Oh, is that what you've got?
I've got two. I've got the one that I wrote for this, and I've got Fractured loaded up as well. If you want to hear Fractured, because that was we were sort of new metal, sort of. Fractured's probably one of the better ones in that genre. So do you want to hear Fractured, or do you want to hear This Is Not The End?
Bye. We'll leave it to you, Wayne.
I will play my original recording first then. I did do a bit of like dodgy singing in this on purpose. So when you get to the singy parts, and I've coined a new phrase, you know, like Tenacious D did the innie outy singing on their first album. When he goes, I can sing, yeah, well, I do silent screaming on this because I live in a mid-terrace and I can't scream.
Wait, don't ever apologise for the vocals in this section. It's meant to... I mean, I remember the first time I did that smooth jazz type thing with the deep vocals. It's just what it is. It's not meant to be good, so... if it is good, I'm disappointed.
So, a little bit of background on this before I play it. I listened to new metal, and obviously Linkin Park comes in. A lot of the people who I love and who are peers to me, i.e. Chester Bennington and Joey Jordison from Slipknot and all these other bands who have lost people, it sort of hit home to me that these people aren't with us no more. So I sort of didn't want to take the piss too much. So I wrote this song with... you know, this isn't the end, go and talk to somebody sort of thing. So there's a bit more to play in this than normal for me, than just taking the piss. So I will play the song anyway. So this is called This Is Not The End.
Wow.
Well, hey.
How long did that take you?
That's a 90-minute song.
Fuck.
That was a 90-minute song. Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Why don't you scream like that when we're playing in the band?
Because I'm screaming like Thomas.
It doesn't sound like someone screaming. That it sounds like proper screaming.
That's the volume turned all the way up with a bit of reverb and as much fucking compression as I can put on it, and just hold it to my mouth and like, I'm hoping the neighbours don't hear this, you know, sort of thing.
Absolutely fantastic. It's a proper, like, you know, these things are always good fun, but that's a proper song.
Would you like to hear my actual song that I was in a band with from, you know, I've never played any of my original stuff on the podcast in 6 years. This is the first time I've ever done it, and I haven't listened to this EP that we released, and I think I worked it out to 13 years I haven't listened to it, and I actually don't own a copy. I had to get a copy off my mum, because your mum's your biggest fan, so I got a copy off my mum. So listening back to this, this is really raw, and I'm incredibly proud of what we achieved with this band, and I haven't spoken to the guys in a very long time. So yeah, if you want to hear this, this is Aorta Break, and this is a song called Fractured.
Yeah!
G'day.
My fucking wrist still hurts from that recording.
I think your throat does as well, doesn't it?
You know what? It's weird singing like that, while singing, screaming like that, because when I'm...
Is that you singing?
No, he's screaming in the background.
Oh, right, okay, right.
No, that's a girl called Hanya. Hanya Latif was our lead singer.
It sounded like a woman, yeah.
Yeah, a big shout out to Hanya, who was the lead singer, Hanya Latif. Richard, who was the bass player, and Adam Everson, who was the drummer. Because we had some fucking fun. And I mean, you don't know any of us. When we turned up to a gig, we didn't look like we were about to do that. And we jumped around like a bunch of fucking idiots and destroyed the place most of the time.
Did you just say Richard Richards?
Richard Richards, yeah. I was in a class, and I'm not joking, I was in a class at school with Richard Richards and Matthew Matthews.
If your surname is Richards, don't call your child Richard.
It was a generational thing. He was like Richard Richard the Fifth or something like that.
Doesn't make it right.
Richard Richard the Fifth.
It's funny, because then I worked with a guy called Samuel John Johnson, and he was Samuel John Johnson the Sixth. He was.
What?
Yes. I'm littered with these people right the way through my life.
That was like, that song kind of had, I almost felt like bit elements of Celtic in it. I don't know if it was Hanya's voice, but it was like Sonic Boom 6, but much better.
I mean, it was just one of them. I love playing this music. I still love it now. The minute we chose new metal, I was like, oh, my guitars are going to be tuned to drop D like they used to be then. So that was the first thing I did. And put some guy liner on, you know, tightened my jeans up, and went upstairs and wow, that sounded really dirty, and I didn't mean it to be.
What's guy liner, and why did you have to tighten your jeans to put it on?
Because that's what you did, innit? You know, you're in like a new metal band, especially guitarists. We had really tight jeans for some reason.
Don't have to be in a new metal band. I wore guy liner in the ISG. That wasn't new metal. I still wear guy liner sometimes.
What's guy liner?
Eyeliner for men.
Oh, I tried that once, and I can't even wear contact lenses, mate. I can be.
Oh, it's my favourite thing.
No chance.
Just going back, new metal. I love it. I still love it to this day. And big shout out to all the people we lost, not only Chester, but all the other people we lost along the way as well. Joey Jordison, Dimebag Darrell, all these people who just should have been still with us, and they're not anymore. But I enjoyed this immensely. This was a lot of fun. Doing something I actually know what I'm doing with as well makes a lot of difference.
Love that a lot. So yeah, we have had a submission, and we've had actually this genre, we get a fair bit of new metal, but I selected this one took my fancy. I like this a lot. This one's from Princess Alice Manor, and this is her song Alive.
Let's take a quick break.
Rogers.
So there you go. That was Princess Alice Manor with Alive. Katie, do you have anything on this person?
Producing an intoxicating, cutting-edge eclectic sound, Princess Alice Manor is set to become one of the very few transgender artists to break through to the mainstream. Alice incorporates and merges intriguing electronica and industrial with venomous new metal and the melodic craft of EDM coming at you from the UK's LGBT capital Brighton. Princess Alice Manor has grown up in many differing cliques, and in doing so, has taken influence from noughties emo scene, the world of drag, and even the Asian idol world. Identifying as a trans woman, Alice incorporates trans awareness into her creative works. Her past singles, Break It Off and Beautiful, highlight her past traumas and look to shine a powerful light on trans issues that aren't conveyed in mainstream media. Links to Alice and her work can be found in the show notes.
Thank you, Katie. That was a fucking fabulous piece of music, you got to admit. But yeah, that new metal, I think we've absolutely smashed that genre. Katie, do you have anything there you can tell us about what new metal actually is? She usually tells us a little bit about what it is.
New metal is a subgenre of alternative metal that combines elements of heavy metal music with elements of other music genres such as hip-hop, alternative rock, funk, industrial, and grunge. It's like heavy metal's rebellious teenage phase where it started listening to other genres and started wearing baggy pants and baseball caps backwards. New metal bands have drawn elements and influences from a variety of musical styles, including multiple genres of heavy metal. The genre emerged in the mid-1990s and gained popularity in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Some of the most popular new metal bands include Korn, Limp Bizkit, Slipknot, Deftones, System of a Down, and Linkin Park.
Nice. That's new metal in a nutshell for you. So if you enjoyed that, let us know what you thought about new metal. Drop us a message or something. Come over to www.yhhtmpc.com and you can join our members area and leave comments. You can connect with the team over there. You can leave your EPKs and your music if you're an artist, because that's open to the public now. The members area is open to everyone. It was exclusive, but it isn't anymore. Come over, come join us, come tell us what you thought about the episode, and come, yeah, let's do that. That would be great. So yeah, that was new metal. We need to choose a genre for next time. I think next time, it's been a while since it's been a while since I've dabbled in making a song, so I think whatever the next one is, I'm gonna create a piece of music for. So I'm just putting myself out there. It's been a while. Wayne, do you have the Bible, the genre Bible? You do. Okay. I'm going to choose a letter. Mike can choose a page, and Ema can choose a number from off that page. So I'm going to choose the letter L.
Right, it's two pages.
Page two.
How many on page two?
Probably about 30.
26.
Okay. Called lowercase. Extreme form of ambient music consists of long periods of silence and occasional...
I can do this. I can smash this. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, okay. This sounds quite cool. We're very quiet, usually unheard sounds are amplified to extreme levels. That sounds fun.
Extreme form of ambient music consisting of long periods of silence and occasional very minute sounds. Wow.
Wow. Okay. I can't imagine there are going to be many people on Twitter going to be sending me any submissions, so we will probably have to produce our own. So that's what we're doing next time on the genre challenge. Let's move this along, because this one's been dragging out. Right, so we're going to move on to our next section, which is the history section, or the I don't know much about history.
Hello everybody. Feels like a very long time since I spoke to you from History Corner, but here we are again. back in History Corner, and you won't know this, but I've done this one before, but that episode got binned, so we're doing this song. I decided to go for a topic which is the first drug reference in a song, not Puff the Magic Dragon or Cocaine by Eric Clapton or any of those other ones, you know, what's that? All of those ones, none of those ones. It's a song by a Norwegian artist called Lalla Carlsen, and it's a song called Cocaine, and it was written by Finn Bio and Gideon Wahlberg.
For jeg har nettopp tatt meg en liten snufs kokain, treffet at det sultet seg. Jeg var på kafé med han Lammers, der fikk jeg en pulver i smug av en fyr. Det tok jeg med hjem til mitt kammers, og nå jeg så deilig og yr. Alltingen seilet sakte litt til min salige brud, bløtt gjennom etebølgene, stevna senga mot syd, trøver det det gult av seg. Jeg svevet så fri og så ledig, farvel Stortingsgata og Sagen Ring. Jeg drømte jeg var i Venedig og svettet på gaten omkring. I de asurblå bølger lot jeg mitt legeme gli, trampet og gult om seg. Det var ikke snakk om her å bli tatt på løsvømmeri, trampet og gult om seg. Nei, velhaven kom som et påka, Morgana imot meg med roser i favn. Velkommen, velkommen til gata, du dronning fra Islandets havn. Over lagunen svevet herr Wilhelm Olsen på hjul, trædde noe gult om vei. Drysset chateaubrianger og små sosisser og ful, trædde litt gult om vei. Til dansens palé ble jeg båret, ved gullporten der sto herr Paulsen som prins. Han var hyacinter i håret, og enslige damer slapp inn. Elskovens rus og edderduns dyne egen lakøy, trædret og gult om vei. Gylden på kajer ristlet som veier ned gjennom meg, trædret og gult om vei. I brudegave til at fylla inn en villa, i frakat Sanova som sov som et svin. Om natten hadden hatt en bitten, bitten liten villa, det var kokain, kokain.
So, Lalla Carlsen there with her song Cocaine. Lalla Carlsen, as I said before, was a Norwegian singer and actress. She was a star of Norwegian cabaret scene of the 1920s. And the lyrics to this song go, the opening lyrics to this song go, I'm so happy, I think the whole world is mine. They traded the role because I just took a small sniff of cocaine. she was also an actress who appeared in over 20 films from 1927 until her death in 1965. I've been through her list of films. I don't think there's anything anybody's ever heard of, because I think they're all Norwegian and they're all quite low budget, so I don't think we'd have seen any of them. This song predates when you put drug reference into Google, you go straight to an FBI most wanted list, and it gives you Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You, which is the song that everybody sort of references the first drug reference song, but this one predates that by 4 years. So this is the one that I found from 1931 that is the most famous one. Oh, the first one, not the most famous one. Obviously, other most famous drug reference songs, you've got Rehab by Amy Winehouse, Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles, obviously, amongst a myriad of others, because drugs has done a lot in the way of popular music, apparently. I wouldn't know. I don't partake, but yes. The song was written by a man called Finn Bio, I think his name is, who confessed to never have taken cocaine. Yeah, he wrote the song about...
Yeah, normally.
Yeah, what he was saying, what he was seeing in Oslo at the time, due to an influx of the drug from Italy. And this song was released three times in 1931. Leila Carlson, Herbeth, and his and orchestra. That was the first one, and then again by Gura Storm. And as far as I can see, this song has never been covered. It's a one-off, and that's it. It's never been moved from Leila Carlson. So yeah, that's this week's history lesson. The first one.
Wow. So that was recorded in a time where cocaine was more prevalent in society than it was today. And, well, actually, probably not. I was going to say, you know, the cocaine back then was like ibuprofen is today. But then again, saying that, there's probably more people today doing cocaine than there is ibuprofen. So it was just, it was legal back then.
It just wasn't illegal. That's all it was.
It was in medicines and stuff, wasn't it?
Coke, he's in Coca-Cola for fuck's sake.
Exactly. It was legal for a while, and then suddenly it wasn't. I don't know who was in charge of criminalising it, but they should go fuck off.
I believe that the guy that wrote that never took cocaine, because I don't think anyone who's ever taken cocaine has ever written anything that jolly.
No, that's true. But
I think if you, and also, I believe that the singer took it, because, not being funny, but how many years was that? She made 20 films in. She probably could have doubled that if she wasn't so fucking high all the time.
Lovely. Do you have any thoughts on that song you just listened to?
It's very catchy somehow. It's stuck in my head. And I mean, obviously it's in another language, but the one thing that I understood, sniffing and cooking.
She also said diamond in there, didn't she? And I wondered if she was saying something like cocaine is better than diamonds or something like that.
Yeah, but you have a bad batch, mate. Oh, it's like sniffing diamonds. Anyway, thank you, Wayne. Thank you very much. Love that a lot. So we're going to move on to our next and final section of the show, which is the artist spotlight. Ima. Yeah, so Ima, it's been a while. When was the last time we had you on the show?
I believe I was on one show while I was in Canada. That might have been like July, I think. I'd just gotten back from a road trip. I was living in a van for about a month and just traveling around BC. It was pretty awesome.
Excellent. So rather than me asking you questions, because, you know, I might miss something important, tell us what's worth knowing about your time away, because you've been away for a while. What's been the most exciting moments?
I think, well, it was awesome because I stepped away from producing music for a while, but I was performing a lot. So I was going to a lot of like open mic nights and like singing. Like there was one place called Ironwood, and you'd love it actually. It's just this like a bar you just go in. I'm kind of rambling here. I think the highlights was definitely the road trip, and any time that I got to play was pretty incredible. There's actually a great kind of like emerging country scene in Calgary. It's kind of like the Texas of Canada, so you get like a lot of country artists. Troika Cole, I saw Troika Cole.
Yes, you did, didn't you? Yeah, I did.
That was great. So it was great connecting. And I don't know, man, to be honest, like I was kind of partying a lot. So yeah, it was a really great time, and it was just like something new, you know. And it was good. I think I had to go out of Ireland for a little bit and grow and find myself. I did that, and I have a lot of like material to be writing about from now on, so I feel like I'm just saying a whole load of nothing.
No. So since you've been away and you've been trying to find yourself, and you started doing music again since you've been back, would you say that the person you are now, music-wise, is a different artist to the person who went away?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just kind of, like, matured, I guess. And I have this kind of new lack of fear. It's weird. I feel, like, very together. Like when I'm up on stage, I'm able to sing a lot better than I used to be able to. And I think I have a newfound appreciation for performing, and like one that I didn't necessarily have before, because like, although like I was a bit more reclusive in the beginning, and I was just kind of kept my head down. I was just making my own stuff, and it was very much a solo project, versus now after all of my experiences and stuff, I really value having people around me. And I really love that Dreamer has now gone from a solo project to a four-piece band. And like, they're really great friends of mine. I've known them for years, and like, we're all coming together because we believe in something, and all of a sudden it's bigger than myself. And so that's quite new, I think, a newfound appreciation for those like around me and for those who are also supporting the dream, you know, because that's what we are. We're Dreamer.
It sounds like you've got your shit together.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way.
I mean, not that you didn't have it together before, but it's kind of like you were working out your shit before and now it's kind of coming together.
Totally. It's like valuing it too. So I do need to get back into... So I'm hoping to produce like an album with the band this summer. So that's going to be a new experience, and because I've only ever recorded all of my own stuff. So now I'm going to be recording for other people too. So that's going to be exciting. So I'm very excited to see how we're going to figure out how to record.
Fun?
Yeah, it is. You know what? It is going to be fun. That's the thing. That's what, like, I'm trying not to take it too seriously. And well, like, I'm taking it seriously, you know, but like, the main point is to have fun, because I kind of had a bit of a space for music for a little while, and because I was just taking it so seriously. It's kind of, I feel like we kind of got maybe went through something similar, like you going through how you felt about the podcast, where it's just kind of like, what is the point in this? But it's not about the numbers, it's not about like popularity, it's actually just a love. And it's passion. And it's like, just keep following the passion and keep following the love and the rest will follow.
Yeah. You know what else is important about podcasts and producing? Pop filters, Ema. Pop filters are good.
Yeah, sorry. I oh, pardon me.
But no, it's good to see that, you know, you're progressing and you're moving. You're doing lots of gigs already, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, we only started on like Easter Sunday, and we've played pretty much weekly since then. But we do about one gig a week, and even though they're mostly like open mic nights and stuff, like, it's a start, and it's an important start.
Fucking hell. I'm going to edit this.
That's a you problem. Nah, I'm joking. Sorry, no, I'm trying to look for a pop.
No, it's too late now, Ema. We're at the end of the fucking show.
We're an hour and 45 minutes in.
My bad.
So, yeah, what can we expect from you for the rest of the year then?
Hopefully some live shows, some more content. So I'm probably going to make an album in the summer and release that maybe like at the end of the year. I'm trying to plan my releases a bit better. I have two new songs coming out, Treading Oceans and Hazy Daisy, which I'm excited about. And so you're going to see more. It's going to be an interesting one because I'm still releasing stuff that I made when I was working by myself, but I also have a band now, so it's going to be like an incorporation from solo to group project. So yeah, you're probably going to see like a lot of change and a lot of shift.
Nice. And these two songs that you've brought today, what are these songs about?
So Unravel Me is one that I wrote before I went to Canada, and it's my latest release, and it's very vulnerable and personal. It's a very personal song. And it's just kind of like a plea to the universe, just kind of being like, look, like, a bit of soul searching, like, who am I? And it's like to asking the universe to take away all the things that I'm not so that I can figure out who I am. So that's like what Unravel Me is about. And then there's also Treading Oceans, which I wrote probably 8 years ago now, back when I was like 16. And it's just like, it's a love song. You know me, I have quite a few love and longing songs. And I had originally released Treading Oceans in my first EP, The Shades of You. But I've since taken it down because like I just got better at producing and stuff. So it's like a reimagined version of my first release, which is pretty cool. So it feels great putting out Treading Oceans. I think you'll like them.
And we look forward to a UK tour next year, maybe.
Ooh, that would be amazing. Yeah, like, anything is in the works. We're really dead set on performing and hopefully getting some tours going. So that would be incredible.
So yeah, we're going to play out with those songs. Ema, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to speak to you again, as always.
Thank you. It's always amazing being on the show. I'm so happy.
And Mike Five, thank you for coming and joining us this evening and being able to put up with my sporadicness over the past few weeks.
That's my pleasure, Richie. You're a legend. And
I am. I really am.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Wayne, thank you.
I still think you're a prick. Oh, fuck, I'm not on mute, sorry.
But yes, thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Ema. Thank you, Mike. This has been Season 6, Episode 7, Side A. And, until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Mike.
I've been Ema.
Thank you all for listening, if indeed you still are. Oh, and by the way, you can find Dreamer at
emrcreates.com. At Official Dreamer Music on Instagram. And yeah, if you go to Instagram, you'll be able to find everything else easily enough. So Official Dreamer Music.
And you'll find it in the show notes anyway.
You come around again, round again. You come around again, round again. You come around again. You come around again. You come around again. There's a secret in these walls, a secret in these walls that only you know. There's footsteps in these halls, footsteps that belong to the ghost of you now. Can you believe that it's been a year? How ironic that we've drowned in what we fear. Can you believe we've come around again? Come full circle back to when you first left. You're like the surface of the ocean. I can see you alive beneath. And we went from treading water to diving into deep. And waves look like creases on these sheets. Oh, will you say? Oh, will you say no back to me? What simple words, what simple words to say I miss you? What a simple task, what a lovely task it would be to kiss you one last time before we're over the line, before we finally fall apart. What simple words, what simple words to say I miss you? You're like the surface of the ocean. I can't see what lies beneath. And we went from treading water to diving into deep. And waves look like creases on these sheets. Oh, will you say, oh, will you say, all back to me? Oh, will you say, oh, will you say,
human, and I'm sensitive. Unravel me.
Back to what you've just said about me.
Well, we were almost saying only good things.
Most of it was pretty good. Yeah. Wayne's not in a great mood.
Why? What's happened? Wayne, if you okay to do this?
Yeah, they were all like praising you up and saying how much you've grown as a person, and I said, no, he's still a fucking prick.
Oh no, yeah, that's true. I could have told you that. Right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.